This is the Big Sports Breakfast Summer Edition. Dave Stanley, Jamie Rogers, Sean Maloney in the studio. On the line, Brad Davidson. Davo, how you doing?
Yeah, morning, Sean. Morning, everyone.
Let's get straight into it, fella. A number of autumn carnival horses, including Colding's, hit a step out at the trials at Rose Hill today. Big day coming.
Yeah, exactly right. First taste of autumn. I know we're well still into the summer months here, but it just goes to show autumn's not too far away when the likes of Colding are going to step out at the trials this morning. So nice and early appearance by him on Jan 14, but we haven't seen him, of course, since winning the Golden Eagle, the $7.5 million race back on November 2. So he's obviously just had a small break and won the Epsom prior to that and the Bill Ritchie as well. So we know ever since he's been gelded, he's just gone to a completely new level, this horse. And we'll have a bit of a spin around at the trials today. There's several other high-profile horses set to step out at Rose Hill. The first trial's at 8:15 there. Night's Watch, Kingswell Dream, True Detective, Vega Days, and White Moss go around in the first heat. So plenty of good horses there. And then Colding will go around at 8:25 in Heat 2 against Safado, Dance, 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 who, of course, is with the Chris Waller Yard now. And Subpoenaed, one that, and, of course, Youngstar as well. So Subpoenaed, this filly from New Zealand, who's got quite a rap on her, and Youngstar said to step out of the trials there too. So Chris Waller in particular, getting a lot of his horses up nice and early here and getting the K's into their legs for the, I'm guessing he's going to put him in some, some autumn carnival races. I suppose when you think of it, guys, that, you know, they generally get to around sort of February and you start to get some of these better races back ahead of the big autumn carnival in Sydney.
Well, Brad, the Candyman, he ran six as the favourite in Saturday's Magic Millions Trophy and he has pulled up with the thumps. However, he's now set to head to Sydney for the Doncaster.
Yeah, that's right, Jamie. It was disappointing there, of course, as favourite on the weekend, but he's got a huge following, this horse, trained by Barry Baldwin, and he did pull up with the thumps there on the weekend. So genuine excuse there with the 61 kilos on his back. And Barry keen to come back to Sydney and have a crack at the Doncaster during the autumn. That's going to be his next big target. And then I believe he's going to go for that new race up in Brisbane during the carnival up there. But, we've seen him in Sydney going back late last year in the Craven Plate, the Rose Hill Cup and races like that. He was also in the Epsom when beaten seven lengths there. He's probably a bit disappointing down in New South Wales. But ever since he's gone back to Queensland, he's really they're back to his best there. He won the shootout, of course, over the 2200 and the Brisbane handicap finished third there and he won another quality race. So, he's flying up there. I think he's won three of his past five up in Brisbane. So, it'll be fascinating to see, just give him a little bit of a break and target the Doncaster. He's a horse that a lot of people love and interesting to see whether he can shape up in the big Doncaster mile in Sydney in a few months' time.
And what about Champagne Cuddles? I know that we spoke about yesterday, not in your segment on the program, but she's been retired. Great work from Nashville Willer, too, to realise there was an issue, jump off her and pretty much walk her down the main straight there at the coast.
Yeah, it was great to see by Nash, a tremendous bit of horsemanship there to, as you said, to notice there was an issue and look after the mare. She didn't finish, of course, in that Magic Million sprint. And I just want to touch on it because I know I missed it yesterday that, she's been a great mare for her connections and for Bjorn Baker, won almost $1.5 million in prize money. And while she only won the four races, she was never ever far away in everything she contested. And she was always right there at the top of the market fighting out favouritism in Group 1 races, Group 2 races, Group 3 races, whatever she was in. So, yeah, obviously suffered an injury there on the weekend, but fortunately she's going to make a full recovery and, of course, now will go off to be a mum in the breeding barn as well. So, well done to Champagne Cuddles and Bjorn Baker for what they achieved on the racetrack and just glad to hear that she will make a full recovery from that injury.
And, Davo, what have you got for us today on the tip front?
Yeah, look, it's a day of scone where you could probably just spec right across the day. There's a few different bits and pieces. I've made race 4, number 7, a Sudum the best there. Look, this horse has been going really well. Time stacked up very well out of the latest win and was runner-up prior to that in a pretty good race as well. Towards gate 1 here today, should put itself right on speed and give itself every chance. Probably just want to save on the number 2 partners there. Nowhere to look's the second favourite. Happy to take it on because Sudum's winning time the other day was about 11 lengths quicker than Nowhere to Look. So I think it's got it covered. I think number 2 partners is the only danger. Race 4, number 7, the best. And we'll be putting out a few plays there on the Sky Racing website about 8:30 right throughout the day there. Just a day where I think you can probably spec throughout.
All right. What price is Sudum, Jamie?
$3.50.
$3.50 at the moment. Clinton rides for the Thomas team inside draw. Talk to you tomorrow, Brad.
Thanks, guys.